Hey, this is Adam Torres, and I'm here to tell you that it has never been easier to start your very own podcast. At Mission Matters, our goal is to amplify stories that matter. That means we want to help you start your podcast because your story matters. We can do this in three different ways. One, join our podcast school and take a free or paid course. Two, visit our resources page where we've already figured out what you need, such as where to host your podcast. Or three, heck, we can even do everything for you through our podcast agency, including editing for cheaper than you can do in-house. Oh, and no contracts, services month to month. Get started by heading over to missionmatters.com and click on Start a Podcast. All right, now let's get into the show. Hey, I'd like to welcome you to another episode of the Mission Matters Business Podcast, your source for all things business. My name is Adam Torres. You can follow me on Instagram at AskAdamTorres to keep up with my book releases, book tour schedule, signings, all that other good stuff. Always love to connect with you there. And as always, if you'd like to apply to become a co-author of one of my upcoming books, just head on over to the website, missionmatters.com, and click on Become an Author to Apply. All right, so today I have Terry Tucker on the line. He's founder of MotivationalCheck.com, and he's also author of the book, Sustainable Excellence, 10 Principles to Leading Your Uncommon and Extraordinary Life. Terry, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Adam. I'm looking forward to it.
All right, so for all my audience that has been with me for a while, you know I love helping authors promote their work, and I love helping them sell some books. So we're going to do that today, Terry, and I want to get into your book and talk more about you know what inspired you to write this book. But before we do, let's just go a little bit further into your company overall. So tell us a little bit more about MotivationalCheck.com.
Sure. Let me give you just a minute or so of a backstory of how I got to this point. I've had numerous jobs over the course of my life, everything from a hospital administrator to an undercover narcotics investigator to a SWAT team hostage negotiator to a girls' high school basketball coach. But the biggest challenge of my life began in 2012 when I was diagnosed with a rare form of melanoma that presented on the bottom of my left foot. I had two surgeries to remove the tumor and all the lymph nodes in my groin, and when I healed, I was placed on a weekly injection of the drug interferon. I took those interferon injections for almost 5 years before the medication became so toxic to my body that I ended up in the intensive care unit with a fever of 108 degrees. As a result, I wasn't able to continue on that medicine. Because of that, the disease came back in 2017, and in 2018, I had my left foot amputated. And I was really kind of at a crossroads in my life at that point in time. I really had no direction. I had no goals. I had no dreams. And so every night I'd literally lay in bed, staring at the ceiling, asking God what he wanted me to do next. And I was expecting some kind of a direct response, which obviously I never got. There's that old joke from Lily Tomlin that goes, when we talk to God, it's called prayer. When God talks to us, it's called schizophrenia. But people started telling me, you know, like, you ought to write a book or start a blog or do something on social media. And you got to understand that I'm 60 years old and I'm lucky I can turn my cell phone on in the morning. So things like this were, you know, very daunting for me. But understanding that my life will most likely be cut short by cancer, I wanted to do something positive. So I started my website, Motivational Check, to help others overcome whatever was preventing them from moving forward in their lives. I wanted people to realize that they were born to live an uncommon and extraordinary life. And that has nothing to do with the type of job they had or how much money they made, or you know, what kind of car they drove, where they lived, etc. We are not all born with the same gifts and talents, but we all have the ability to become the best person that we're capable of becoming. So every day I post a thought for the day on Motivational Check. I augment that with short videos or stories or narratives that I believe will lead people to a life of significance as well as a life of success. And just over the past 2 years, with really not much advertising or anything, I've gotten almost 13 connections with the Motivational Check site on LinkedIn. So people really seem to want to watch these videos, seem to be inspired by these thoughts. And there have even been a few days where I've been in the hospital and have been unable to post, where people will reach out. It's like, hey, where's the thought for the day and stuff like that. So, you know, I've even tried. There have been some days, literally, I've been in the hospital where I've tried to post something just so people would know that I'm still with them and things like that. So So that's really kind of what Motivational Check is and kind of what I do there.
Man, what an amazing story and what an inspiration. I'll tell you, like I was feeling a little groggy this morning, Terry, then I hear this story and I'm like, come on, man, what are you talking about? You can't talk to Terry and not feel like a million bucks. I love it, Terry. This is awesome.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Life is great.
So I want to spend some time on the book. So you've given us some of your story, Sustainable Excellence, 10 Principles to Leading Your Uncommon and Extraordinary Life. So first off, I know congratulations. It's not easy to get to the end of the book. So now that the book's done, it's out, it's coming out, depending on when somebody's listening to this, it comes out October 20th, 2020. So if you're catching this at the beginning of the recording, then you can still pre-order it. But if not, it should be live by the time you listen to this. So first off, like I said, congratulations. How do you feel now that it's done?
I am amazed. I actually got a first copy that showed up in the mail on Saturday and literally, you know, brought me to tears. I was kind of, you know, I mean, you know, you're an author and that. So it's one of those things where it's like your baby, you know, it's like something that you birthed and things like that. And so I was amazed. I'm like, I can't believe that this started here and we're all the way down the road and we actually have a tangible book in hand. So it's amazing.
That's awesome. So, what was the inspiration for the book? I mean, it's not always, there's a lot of different ways to tell, you know, a story, to tell a format. Like, why the book? And then what was the motivation?
So it was really born out of a conversation that I had with a former player. As I mentioned, I was a high school basketball coach. So I had this conversation with a former player about finding and living her purpose. And I had a connection with a college basketball player at the Citadel who reached out to me on LinkedIn. And this young man asked me what I thought were the most important things that he should learn to be successful, not only in his career, but in his life overall. And I thought about my response for a while. I didn't want to go back to him with the, you know, the standard, hey, you know, work hard, help others, show up early kind of things. I wanted it to be deeper, you know, something that he could really connect with. And eventually I came up with these 10 principles that I had experienced or learned over my life. And I was able to use my life experiences or the examples of others that I knew and apply them to the 10 principles that I developed. So it was really, you know, it wasn't anything that I had intended to do, but these mm-hmm. two people kind of came at me at the same time. And I, you know, I had these 10 principles and I thought, you know, there's a book here. You know, I have enough life experience or enough experience, you know, with other people that their stories would fit into this book and these principles could really come to life, so to speak, for people. And then they could hopefully use them to, you know, to develop a better life. You know, I didn't write the book to make money. I just wanted to help people. And I thought these principles could really do that.
That's awesome. So give us and I do want my audience to go check this out and to pick it up. And I find it often helpful for them to, like, give us a story from the book, like something that you tell that you feel is a good flavor of the content overall so people can get inspired to go grab a copy.
Oh, that's a good question. A good story. You know,
one of your favorite ones that stick out.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to. I'm not saying the best because it is your baby, so I'm not asking you to choose between your kids here and chapters. I'm just saying, just one of the things that, you know, just kind
sure.
of strikes a chord.
One of the principles, I'll give you one of the principles and tell you a quick story about it, is that most people think with their fears and their insecurities instead of using their minds. And that was a classic for me. I was a pretty good high school basketball player. And as a matter of fact, was recruited by Mike Krzyzewski, Coach K, who's now at Duke. But when he was an Army, when he was just starting out at West Point, you know, came to Chicago, sat with my parents and I and offered me to go play for him at West Point. And being the idiot that I was, I said no. So, but I had had three knee surgeries in high school. And I was loaded with confidence before that. And then I had these three knee surgeries and I missed about a year and a half of high school basketball. And I started thinking, you know, with my fears and my insecurities, you know, I'm not good enough. I've lost a step. You know, there's no way I'm going to play Division I college basketball, et cetera. So when you start to think that way, you know, it's kind of like, you know, whatever you believe, that's probably what you'll find. Whatever you're looking for, that's probably what you're going to see. And so I really had to battle myself to come up with, you know, this literal, you know, you got to stop thinking that way. I mean, people are still out there recruiting you. I was still being recruited. I ended up going to the Citadel, which was a small Division I school. But I always, to this day, I sit at my desk every day and I have a post-it note and it has these three principles. Number one, control your mind or it will control you. Number two, embrace your pain and suffering and use it to make you a stronger and more determined individual. And number three, as long as you don't quit, you can never be defeated.
Man, that's powerful. That's what I'm talking about, Terry. Get them. I love this. This is a great interview, and you're great at what you're doing. And I think you're going to inspire, and you have been doing that already, inspiring and motivating many. But now with this book, I think it just takes you to that next level of really being able to reach a larger audience. And that's one of the things that I talk about in terms of books. I'm like, everybody has a book. Everybody has like a message. Everybody has a story to tell, but you got to get it done. What do you think was one of your, there's some people listening right now and they're saying, you know, I've always had a book, I wanted to do a book, I might have one in me. Like, what kind of advice would you give that person? Because I don't always get like new authors that are fresh and just got their book done, and you're like you just got the baby in the mail. So what kind of advice, what would you tell that new person that's out there listening to this now?
So when I originally started kind of a memoir about my cancer experience, and I'd never really written a book, and I thought, well, how do I do this? So I basically gave myself two rules. I said, first of all, I'm going to write one page every day. And number two, I'm not going to edit anything until the book is done. And so I mean, it's like anything in life. You know, if you want to come up, how do I want to say this? If it's important to you, you'll find time for it. If it's not important to you, you'll find a reason not to do it. So everybody, there's an old saying that says, you know, some of the most, the richest real estate in the world are cemeteries, because they're rich in, you know, businesses never started, books never written, relationships never pursued, et cetera. And you know what? I never wanted to be that. I wanted to go down learning. I wanted to go down doing. And literally, I wrote this book between the time that I had my left leg amputated and the time I started chemotherapy for the tumors that are in my lungs now. So don't sit there and say, you know what, I could never do it. You can do it. If I can write a book being that sick and that debilitated, you can do anything in the world that you want to do. Whether it's writing a book, whether it's starting a company, whether it's pursuing somebody that you're attracted to, whatever it is, there's absolutely nothing stopping you except yourself.
Man, that's well said, Terry. I love it. This is good. It got me all fired up this morning. So that being said, if somebody is listening to this and they want to learn more about following your work over at Motivational Check, or they want to pick up a copy of the book, I mean, what's the best way for people to connect with you and your brand overall?
Sure. The easiest way for people to follow me or to get in touch with me is through motivationalcheck.com. That has the link to my Twitter account, my Facebook account, excuse me, my LinkedIn account. And if you just want to send me an email at motivationalcheck@aol.com.
Fantastic. Well, Terry, great having you on the show today. Really excited about your new book. And again, congrats on it. I mean, not an easy thing. And I know you're going to help a lot of people with this. So awesome stuff there. To the audience, as always, thank you for tuning in. Hope you got a lot of value out of this. If you did, don't forget to subscribe to the podcast, leave me a review on the Apple iTunes store. And if you're watching this on our YouTube channel, Mission Matters Business, definitely give us a subscribe there, but also leave us some comments on the video. Love to know what kind of projects and things that you're working on. And Terry, thanks again for coming on the show.
Thanks, Adam. I appreciate it.